Ever seen how I walk with a breeze that I don't agree with you?
I thought that was so good.
Come to order, if possible. We have three bills, all of which have had public hearings, and the public hearings have been closed. Was not my intention to open the public hearings unless there's someone in the audience that has, you know, real burning desire to give testimony. If so, was there anyone that was real interested in giving or wanted to see the public hearings opened on anything, Bill? I don't see any hands before us. We'll take up, first of all, Senate Bill 95, and then dealing with safety of dams and reservoirs. And after this one is completed, we're going to have a short break so that they can get out the television equipment, and then we'll come back to handle next SB 11 and 35. If you'll recall, on 95, we have before us a committee substitute for Senate Bill 95. We have a few new things. A staff memo dated March 27th, indicating that with one exception, it's the same as was before the committee, but there has been a new section B inserted on page 2. Are we together? Okay, no, let's take time till we do. We've got the memo on page 2, section B, which would be lines 18 through 22, page 2. This refers to the issue that was raised on the part of the mining community. We had discussion, tried to get a hold of Jim this morning, and he must be en route to the meeting or something, but we talked to Helen Beaver Warner that the miners had some reservations about anything done by regulation. They felt it would solve their earlier objections, and she said the miners realized the need for this bill as a public safety issue. So that is the only change that you had earlier voted to pass out and then decided to hold because of concerns about the Thacker mining dam. So I think that brings us up to date. I would like to move the bill today, but we would need to adopt the revised committee substitute, I think, would be the easiest way.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the revised committee substitute for Senate Bill number 95, Resources, dated 3/27.
Ask unanimous consent. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Madam Chair, I move ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 90, a committee substitute for Senate Bill 95 Resources be reported out with individual recommendations.
Is there a discussion? Any objection?
That amendment.
Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, could we take just a couple minutes? You would like to disappear now, would you?
You mean they set up just to record what
you
just said?
I don't know. They probably thought there would be a great deal of debate.
That's why we let you have the whole show.
And then never.
Order and turn to Senate Bill 11, the Fisheries Business Tax. And the committee had specifically asked for information, I believe it was Senator Eliason, on where the current taxes went, that is the municipalities. And so I've included a spreadsheet showing the fiscal year 84 shared revenue. Total of that is just slightly in excess of $6 million, and it does show the communities.
He had some go, Fred.
We have in the information before you a memorandum from Senator Jaroff with some changes to the bill, a new substitute. We also have an additional amendment, a couple amendments that are going to have to be made to the legislation. But Fred, I'd like to give you an opportunity to go over with the committee some of the changes. You have in your packet by, is that Mo? Is that how you pronounce that? The drafter. 3/26/85, a work draft.
Madam Chairman, would you like the committee substitute moved so we have the document in front of us? Or?
Yes, please. Would you do that?
Yes, Madam Chairman, I'd like to, I would move and ask for unanimous consent that Senate Bill 11 be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 11 resources.
Do I hear any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We attempted to address some of the concerns that the committee had in regards to Senate Bill 11, and I'll just very quickly identify the area by use of the memo. The scope of the tax credit had been narrowed from 5 years to 3 years on page one, lines 26 and 27. And there was also a concern that the Department of Revenue approved the expenditure before the processor applied for it was qualified to receive the credit. This is the pre-approval concern. This is on page one, lines 28, 29, and then closing with line one on page two. And the incentive, I misled you with the number one. The scope of the tax credit there was narrowed on pages, lines 26 and 27, to identify more specifically where the tax could be applied. And then the incentive was to reduce it to 3 years so that they would try to get something going within a shorter period of time rather than over a five-year period. And then Senator Eliason's concern where the processors were delinquent in their taxes could not participate in the program. This was taken care of on page two, lines 17 and 19.
So in other words, they will not get a refund if they haven't paid their taxes.
Right. If they were not, if they were delinquent, if there were problems in the collection of the tax, then they wouldn't be able to participate.
What if it brought it up to? No, excuse me. What if they got their tax paid before?
I guess then they wouldn't be delinquent. I guess then they would be eligible. And then on page two, lines 20 and 21, we attempted to reduce the time there that we may have run into, and this is a concern, I believe, with Senator Fahrenkamp and having the department possibly delaying the project and coming up with a lengthy, lines 20 and 21. Where they wouldn't adopt a whole series of regulations or having this strung out over a longer period of time, that we would have them basically put together, prepare a credit application form, and come up with guidelines in the department. And then, as far as I know, there is no reason to say anything. And then the sixth item that we tried to take care of was a section on definitions. These are page three, lines 16 to 23. And then I understand there's an amendment that will clarify this. There's a couple sections there. And then to hopefully reduce the fiscal note, we changed the effective date to January 1, 86, so that the tax would not by this year or on the government collected in this calendar year, but beginning after January 1, which would be basically a start of new season.
I do want you to know that we do not have a fiscal note. Obviously, this changes if there'd be half a year in, but the department feels they cannot give us one until more of the taxes are due, which is March 31st, and then they will have the information they feel to draw up a fiscal note. So we'll have to make note of this to the Finance Committee that is going out without a revised note. It'll be much less than, of course, the one that we currently have. We have checked these things with the department, and they concurred, have they not, with all of the issues. But we do have two amendments that had been proposed by the department, and you have a little sheet such as right here, Senator, where on page two, line 17, instead of fisheries, instead of person, it should be fisheries business, and I would appreciate an amendment to that.
Madam Chair, I move amendment number 1 and 2.
Madam Chair. I would object to number 2 only for the purpose of pointing out that
she only moved number 1.
She moved both.
She moved both. Senator Fisher.
Madam Chair, our drafters consistently revise the use of the word which to that, and on the second line, which should be that. Otherwise, I have no objection.
Senator, can that be, Senator Farrenkamp, can that be included in your technical? All right, we have the amendment, of course. Unanimous consent has been asked for their discussion. Hearing none, so ordered. Their discussion now on the committee substitute is amended, and we'll have a new committee substitute obviously prepared.
What will this, Madam Chairman, what will this do to the fiscal note?
Senator Jarf, do you have any response to that at this time? The other one took just half of what was on of the program, the other half. This will be certainly less, but they had a difficult time in giving us a feeling, since you've limited the intent of it. I wonder if I could refer to staff to see if we've had, could you report on the discussions you've had with the department on the fiscal note?
Are going to revise the fiscal note after the first of April, when the tax cutoff date is March 31st, and they'll be able to tell then what the total tax collected for the year was. And based on that, we'll revise the number, but the numbers will be reduced
because of the new intent.
In the bill. Yeah.
But they're not able to give us that figure.
No.
And that's a problem. And if we hold the bill up in this committee until we have that, we've got another, 10 days of delay.
Madam Chair, yeah, I believe that last time it was pretty well agreed that Senator Jarf wants to move the bill. The committee was ready to do it, and it was suggested he look at it again. He came back with revisions. Madam Chair, I'm certainly ready to move the bill without worrying about the fiscal note. If we know enough about it, let finance deal with the specifics.
I'm sure you will. Senator Farrenkamp?
No, yes.
Madam Chairman, I was only going to move the bill with individual, the committee substitute as amended with individual recommendation.
Well, Madam Chairman, I have no problem with it, and I wasn't going to hold up the boot on it, but if he's got a date of January 1 on this, your program starts in January. I'm thinking that if this gives you a better fiscal note, maybe this is the critique that I should use on the Senate Bill 40.
Senator Coghill, I just made note that the fiscal note, that's good, but it will also show that figure estimated ahead for 5 years, so you might get by the evil eye. But I think
well, he is.
No, I think they'll be looking at the other years, I would hope. Was that with unanimous consent?
Yes.
Is there a discussion?
No, I have no objection.
Injection. Hearing none, so ordered. Next bill before the committee is Senate Bill 35, Nalchina Recreation Area. And easy to get a little confused here. The committee substitute was before the committee. We do have, however, several changes that have, Senator Curtula, would you join us, please?
Thank you so much.
Several changes that have been suggested, plus a few more suggestions that came just before the meeting. And where did those arrive?
The initial commission was to
Senator Curtula, we do have the committee substitute, and then we have two changes in this particular committee substitute that's before us. Do you have a copy of the staff memo on that?
I don't have the staff memo, but if it's to allow in line 23, page 1, 1, 2, and 3 instead of 1 and 2. Those are technical.
No, we'll need to take care of those. This has to do, we'll get this for you in just a minute here. So we're sure.
Jenny's gone over some of the things, but I don't know whether I've seen this.
Now, are these incorporated in here?
Jenny, why don't you sit up here, too?
Are these in here?
Yes.
All right. Miscellany substitute that you have before you, I'd like to point out from the one originally before the committee that there were two changes. If we could take a look at page 3, line 12. This reference makes clear that access shall be compatible to the purposes of the Nelchina public use area. That brings us back to the first four items on page 1. Lines 13 through 22. And then on page 14, line 17, the last thing is that a new section has been added to make it clear that nothing will restrict the development of the Susitna hydroelectric project.
What?
Then we have some additional, Senator Conkell.
What is 4121, page 76, 1 through 4, on the First Amendment that you talk about? I mean, if you go back to a reference, to, what is that all
Kai.
About?
They're the first page of the bill, Senator.
That's up in front.
The purpose of the Nelchina public use area.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, a technical amendment suggested on page 1, and I've just been handed this, page 1, line 23, add and 3. Now, why are we doing that? Okay. Would you explain that? Do we all have that now?
Madam Chairman, this was an amendment that was suggested just before the meeting, but I have had a chance to consult with a number of people who were involved in the drafting of the bill. The uses of the Nelchina public use area are set out in 4121-876, 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 is protect and maintain fish and wildlife habitat. 2 is perpetuate and enhance public uses of fish and wildlife and their habitat. And 3, which is perpetuate and enhance general public recreation and high quality environment. And it's been suggested that 3 would appropriately be included in that.
And on page 2, line 18?
In the same reference, the same inclusion, Madam Chairman, for the same reason.
On page 2, line 18.
Where is that? Not wording.
I apologize to the committee for the not having that included beforehand.
Okay, right up. Senator Curtua, I don't consider those quite technical amendments, so if the committee is interested in those two, I would like those amendments added. You have seen those and supported those.
I do support those, yes. Susitna area and the Susitna region amendment and the...
No, I was talking about the technical amendment.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. They just were brought to my attention this morning, but I'm satisfied with them.
As just to add section 3.
Yeah. She says they were in there originally at some stage or other, one of our pre-drafts, probably before you got it.
I would like those moved at the committee.
So moved. Ask and ask consent. There's new section.
Got caucuses going all over.
Yeah, got too many caucuses going on.
We found the problem.
You found the problem. Have you solved it? All right. We have the amendment before us. The technical amendment in unanimous consent was asked. Do I hear any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Now, we have... do I have all the amendments in? I have to be sure. Wait a minute. I have to be sure it's the right bill before it. Because it has two changes on it.
I still don't understand what that is.
Which one, Betty?
Add 3 and 3.
All right, would you explain that to us, Jenny?
Well, it was originally written as one of the primary purposes of the bill in number two, and there was somehow the general public recreation in there, and then it got split to proceed subsection three, perpetuate and enhance general public recreation, so that it would, I guess, break it up some way a little smoother. And this is just picking that section out, because it was in there originally, I think the last time we met.
All right, so it was there. It was put it into three sections instead of two, and this clarifies that the reference. Senator?
For the record, Madam Chairman, I'd just like to see those kinds of things done through scientific information rather than supposition.
Well, I didn't hear your...
Excuse me. I'm sorry, through the chair. Said it might be subject of a letter of intent or concern for the methodology of making this decision, scientific, she said, rather than some particular bureaucrat making the decision without a series of reasons, purposes.
We're ready to move that. You want to, Betty, on the three that you said to what you wanted to do scientifically?
Through the chair, I just said I'd like those decisions made through scientific information rather than supposition. That's a response.
Senator, are you referring to the compatibility section part of it? Yeah, that would be on page two, that particular amendment, compatible with the purposes, that there's some scientific basis for that. I agree.
There should be scientific data
that backs up.
Backing up those decisions, I think.
I'd like, for the public record, the question was raised as to whether this is multiple use. And I think that needs a response. Am I correct that it is multiple use except for the center portion, which is not, which is restricted to? Then that's correct, is it?
Madam Chairman, I believe that's correct. Senator Kula's sponsor might be able to speak to that.
It is in our intent to be multiple use in the broadest connotation, except right in the immediate area of the cabin, where certain restrictions, again, based on science, right in that immediate core calving area.
Senator?
In that regard, Madam Chairman, I've had a lot of experience with writing bills that are intended to be multiple use. And multiple use is interpreted by that department as any one or two uses within a string of uses rather than all of those uses. And I just want the sponsor to be aware of that, because he may want to have difficulty later on in really describing what he means by multiple use. He may want to do that by letter of intent. Letter of intent seems to lose its juice along the line. But multiple use from one department to another is four different animals. And if you intend it for true multiple use except in one core area, then those uses should be spelled out, and not just one of those uses or two of those uses. Because the departments have testified at this committee that any time they use two of those uses, they consider it multiple use.
Fish and Game can testify to that, although it may not be your favorite group to that.
I have nothing against Fish and Game, sir.
No.
My whole point is that multiple use is interpreted by that department as any two of a string of uses, and if that's what your intent is in this bill, then fine. If that's not what your intent is, the language doesn't cover it.
Madam Chairman, through the chair.
Senator
Fahrenkamp, is it true that they use the first as the primary purpose and then the second? Is that the way they...
I think that's going out of field, huh?
You know,
she's saying multiple use, excuse me.
Sure. Now, the bill describes hunting, fishing, recreation, mining, trapping, building, photography, and then mining in the open to mining. But the point is that even if that said, you feel that they could, under certain interpretations, limit to, say, two of those uses. And
am I not correct that in testimony this year in front of this committee, when asked the question, I know because I ask it, if you have two uses in there, do you consider that multiple use? And they said, yes, we do.
The response is yes, in that case.
So I just wanted to bring that to the sponsor and the committee's attention.
Well, I think probably for the record, we could say that what we're pertaining, what we mean, is the uses described in this legislation, each and every one of them, consistent with protection of that core calving area. But other than that, every one of the uses, the existing mining, new mining potentials, fish and game resources, the hunting, and the outdoor recreation potentials. What I've seen here is sort of like the Martians have landed, and every one of these conflicting groups have all of a sudden decided that there is something here really to protect. And even their individual interests primarily are protected by this legislation insofar as resource development goes too. It's primarily only two things could happen out there that I can tell. You settle a few people there, which would be a big mistake. The resources aren't there to support them. But you could have some mining out there. There's some potential in all of the state, and there's undoubtedly some there. You could, other than that, live off the game resources, and they're really everyone's right. And you need the spawning and the fishery restoration capability of this area. Just no place for human beings really to move in on and destroy mining or destroy the calving areas, either one.
Senator?
Madam Chair, I just want to support what Senator Kutula said. I'm very familiar with that area. I've been in there, and that truly is a principally wildlife habitat, hunting, recreation kind of an area. And that's really its primary use.
Madam Chair, we have an area, and my purpose, somehow every time I open my mouth it gets around to mining, but my whole purpose in bringing this up, we have a recreation area at home which was absolutely inaccessible. Very shortly after it was opened up, there were berms put up over the roads. It was closed to snow machine, it was closed to this, it was closed to that. And I just wanted the sponsor to know and this committee to know that I do not feel that the way it's worded will really protect you unless you make it quite clear that you mean all of those uses rather than interpreting it one or two as they wish to. And we fought that battle 4 years. You remember that well while you were president. Mm-hmm. But a word of warning is all I was bringing up. I'm not trying to hurt your bill or kill
that's
you.
That's great. I think the discussion is important and it will be part of the record for whatever that is.
As far as I'm concerned, the only true multiple-use language that we've had, and that's so far held up, is black was in the state forest bill. And I just wanted to caution the committee that if they truly want multiple-use and all kinds of recreation and things not to change too drastically, they need to make that quite clear at the time they're passing the bill. Because I don't think it's the sponsor's intent to have next year go up there, a year after, and find out, hey, we can't go in here with hiking in this area, and we can't hunt in this area, and we can't fish in this area, you know.
Sure.
We do have, on that, if you would be interested, Ned Farquhar is here from the department, and Ned, would you mind on the record, we've contacted, obviously, your department. I'd like you to make a comment on the multiple use aspect of it, so we'll have it on the record.
Madam Chair, Senator Farenkamp is right. We do have a statutory definition of multiple use as two or more uses, and that's the one that we follow. Our intent in this legislation, and we agree with Fish and Game on this, is to make sure that this is a public use area with certain primary purposes. Those first three that are listed in purposes, and other public uses, including mining, allowed to occur when compatible with those first three uses. That seems like it's pretty clear, and it does amount in our view to multiple use, but it does give a certain priority to recreation habitat.
Senator Fisher and then Senator
Madam Chair. Hi, I'm not sure whether I should address this to Ned or Senator Turncap. On page 3, subsection D is the one that deals with permitting access. It was quoted before, as long as it occurs in a manner that is compatible with the purposes. What would happen if the phraseology were reversed in a manner that is not incompatible, which would, in the way it's phrased now, the burden is more or less on a person wanting access. If it were turned around, it might put the agency in the position of having to justify not providing access. Senator Turncap agrees. Ned, do you have any comment?
I didn't find that citation exactly.
And on page 3, line 11.
I certainly wouldn't have any objection to that change, but I'd ask an appropriate official.
Well, I should ask Senator Curtula also.
Senator Curtula, yeah, did you get the question?
Yeah, what strengthens, if that syntax, that particular grammar strengthens the point, then I would suggest we use it.
And there are other places where that word compatible is used all throughout. I don't know, Senator, where you would want to see it,
well,
for more than access.
Madam Chair, I specifically have in mind the access provision, because that is the one that has given so much problem in the past.
Could you repeat it again, Senator?
That would be on line 11.
Yes.
On page 3,
yes,
where it now says in a manner that is compatible, to make it read in a manner that is not incompatible.
Madam Chairman, I hate to keep reverting to the Chittenden Recreation Area, but I think the Chittenden area, except for Catamaran, is very similar. And my whole purpose for bringing this up, I think you'll remember, we had 3 years which we were practically closed off from that area. And constituents in my area, another senator down here and I nearly got killed over it. Because our intention was altogether different from what was carried out. So I think I've made the point.
Well, let's talk about this Senator Fisher's
Madam Chair, Senator Farringham seems to agree that this would sort of strengthen the access provision. Senator Cthulhu goes along, so I'll move and ask unanimous consent for the change in wording.
All right, do I hear a discussion? Senator Pizarro?
Thank you. I'm a little concerned grammatically. You have incompatible as a negative, right? Not as a negative. You've got
it's
two
negatives.
Double negatives are, so grammatically speaking, I don't know if that achieves the same thing or not.
Madam Chair, I'm very aware of it. It is a matter of emphasis, sort of where the burden of proof would lie. And I believe that the term not incompatible means that access is okay so long as nobody can show that it's incompatible. The way it's phrased now, access is okay only if you show that it's compatible, which I think is a difference.
What you're saying is, at least high theory, the agencies would have to stop you to improve rather than you having to prove to cross.
Right.
And I married a Phi Beta Kappa, an English major, so I wouldn't have these problems. She's not here at the
moment.
She's
not here. She'd probably react in alarm.
We need another shot at it.
We have unanimous consent. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator.
Madam Chairman, can I ask Ned a question? Following up on Senator Fairbanks' question about when you have two, you say you have a statutory provision on multiple use, and that says whenever the statute says that there are two
or more,
or does it say that when you determine that it's two or more?
Madam Chair, I'd have to look at it to be absolutely sure. And it's 3804910, so we could get that at
3804910.
I hope that's...
And is, and...
Did you have another question?
I want to follow that up, Madam Chairman, with, is it the intent that when you have, like, in this bill where you have hunting, fishing, and then trapping, that would you define those that the first is the heaviest weighted purpose? Do you do that?
Madam Chair, I think I'd have a little trouble answering that. In our planning experience to date, I don't think we've tiered things out by primacy among primary purposes. But I know a lot of people in the planning process will look at an ordering of purposes like this and say that they think because something came first, that it is more important than, say, the next two purposes. And I don't know, I don't think that we as the Department of Natural Resources agree with that.
For me, a law is a law on any page.
Pardon?
A law is a law on any page, it seems to me, as a legislator.
Did you find the reference there?
Yes, Madam Chair, it is 3804910. And it doesn't say that two uses are multiple use. What it says is that it's a pretty long definition. I won't read the whole thing. And the meat of it is that multiple use includes the use of some land for less than all of the resources and a combination of balanced and diverse resource uses that takes into account the short-term and long-term needs of present and future generations for renewable and non-renewable resources, including but not limited to recreation, range, timber, minerals, watershed, wildlife, and fish, and natural, scenic, scientific, and historic values. So it's a...
You can get two uses out of that.
Yeah,
I remember, and I'm trying to remember, Senator, who said that? Who said that?
The commissioner was here, and the reason I think we say two is that the statute says a combination of those uses. And you're supposed to take into account, obviously, present and future generations and short-term and long-term needs. So you could interpret it as two, or you could interpret it as more, and it's a land management decision.
Senator Coghill.
Madam Chairman, just to follow through for the record, so then if we put it in the bill that it's fishing and hunting and mining, why, basically you're going to, your department will interpret that fishing is the primary use, hunting, and then mining.
So, Madam Chair, I was saying as the department that if you have those as primary purposes, we won't rank them out 1, 2, and 3, but members of the public who get involved in planning often do consider them first, second, and third purposes. We tend to look at a purposes section and say if something is mentioned in there and is given equal weight, it doesn't matter what order they come in.
Is there further discussion? Are you ready to act on the bill?
I've moved and then ask consent that the committee substitute for sponsors substitute for Senate Bill 35 be transmitted out of the committee with the individual recommendation.
Will I hear discussion? Objection? Is that unanimous consent?
Yes.
So ordered.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to come before this august body?
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour. And
I don't have a meeting today.
Well,
are you feeling lonesome? I've got
what?
I've got a lot to do. I've got a lot of backup. But I'm just kidding her because you're going up and talk Constitution. Boundary Commission has three.
Mining.
What's
I'm
going to
go up and listen to you and see if you're on track.
What's that?
Peter Goldman's at the top of the
line. Oh!